I was drawn to the coaching profession because I want the world to be a better, more compassionate place. And I also want to be on the leading edge of facilitating meaningful transformation. I chose to be in the transformational wellness industry because I believe in the goodness of humans, and I believe in our collective innate ability to heal. And I have a deep desire to hold impeccable space for the people I work with so they can experience profound shifts. Ultimately, I want them to have the kind of success I know is possible through working with me. And I want to do all of that without causing harm. Sound familiar? This is part two of a four-part series around the mistakes that I've made as a coach and leader. And today, I'm talking about pushing the people I worked with too far, too fast. Stick around to hear about how I shifted this harmful practice into a more trauma-aware lens through which I now navigate my work as a non-negotiable. Welcome back to the Embodied Leader, folks. If we've never met, I'm Elise Bessler, your voice and embodied life and leadership coach. And this podcast is where we're being the change we want to see in this often toxic industry of coaching and leadership. So I just mentioned that I now have a new lens through which I navigate my work because I wasn't always trauma aware. I really, truly wasn't. In fact, I can cringe right now thinking about some of the sessions that I conducted where clients were obviously pushed into a stress response and likely felt trapped in the work that I was facilitating. Did I mean to cause harm? Of course not. Did I mean to push them further into a stress response when I was just using the techniques that I was taught and kind of gaslighted into using myself when I was being coached early on? Hell no. But it was at this point that I knew something needed to shift for me if I was to offer my services in a way that wouldn't further harm the folks I was working with. At this time in my coaching career, I was also in a state of nervous system dysregulation, which means my own nervous system wasn't sending quality signals of safety to my brain. So I wasn't feeling safe to lead in my own body. So how on earth could I provide felt safety for the clients I was holding space for? Sometimes I found it challenging to tune in and understand my own body cues before, during, and after my client work. And truthfully, I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't even paying attention to myself at all. I wasn't paying attention to my body cues at all. I often wondered if the space I was holding actually felt safe for the people I work with. And as I outlined before, it probably didn't always feel that way for them. I bypassed difficult conversations and I had a boundaryless coaching practice. And this was harmful to myself and to my clients. I thought I needed to do more mindset work, right? To shift the challenges I was having. But you know what? My body wouldn't let me move forward when I bumped up against challenges with clients because guess what? It wasn't about mindset. I didn't need to change the mindset. I would often teeter on the edge of burnout because I was overcompensating to make sure that I wasn't causing harm. And if I did cause harm, it would eat me up for days after a session. And the biggie, I didn't feel like I had the skills to handle a situation where a client was triggered into a trauma response while working with me. What I didn't know at the time was these concerns are actually really common both for new and veteran coaches. And I had been in this industry at that point for about almost 20 years. I didn't know there was another way, but I did know that I cared. That I didn't like witnessing my clients struggle into discomfort and have no way to help them out. Now, I'm taking personal responsibility for any harm that I've caused, but I do think it's important to acknowledge that I was trained as a coach in those toxic, harmful ways that I've mentioned. I was trained to use mindset tools instead of being trauma aware. I was trained to create containers of immediate transformation for my clients so that they'd see the value in my work and want to keep coming back. I was trained to be the expert in the room and only the expert and not honor my clients in their own felt experience. If any of this sounds familiar to you, know that you are in good company because I know I'm not the only one that has felt all of these things. And here's the thing. For me, awareness was the first step towards creating change, towards becoming a trauma-aware coach and leader. So here are five ways I was able to bring a more trauma-aware lens to my work. Number one, I learned how to self-regulate my nervous system before, during, and after my sessions with clients. This ensures that I honor my own dignity and stay in my dignity so that I can in turn honor the dignity of my clients and let them have their experience without being triggered into my own responses. Number two, I learned how to co-regulate with my clients. Psst. This can't happen unless we know how to self-regulate. So co-regulation is where one nervous system can calm another. We can use our body language, our tone of voice, and our breath to anchor safety for another person when they are having a stress response or are feeling dysregulated themselves. Number three, I studied in depth about nervous system and the cues that come along with each stress response so that I could have a deep understanding of when someone I'm working with is having one of those stress responses. Number four, I created my own somatic leadership roadmap so that I can understand my own body cues when I'm leading and in different nervous system states myself. And number five, I put the work I do with others into practice in my own life, non-negotiable. I've learned that becoming trauma aware isn't going to happen from just reading about it. It's about embodying it. And it's a practice. Now, I've often been called an anchor and a safe space by my clients. And sometimes I hear them say, well, it must be nice to be so calm all the time. But you know what? I'm not calm all of the time. I still get triggered and dysregulated. I still have moments where I'm not at my best when I'm talking to my friends and family members, especially those long relationships where, you know, we have patterns of dysregulation sort of baked into them. I am human, and we humans have nervous systems. Making the conscious choice to regulate myself before, during, and after client sessions allows that felt sense of safety to live inside of me and in turn, in my clients as well. We're diving into all of this in the Embodied Leader Incubator this fall. This is a 3-month program to help you understand your own nervous system better so that you can better understand the people you work with and lead with a harm-free, trauma-aware lens. The coaches of the future are navigating their work through this lens, and I know that for sure because people that are seeking support in their lives from coaches and mentors are going to be paying to be in the presence of regulation and felt safety. Click the link in the show notes if you'd like to check out the info page. And I've also created a free resource for you to get started with your own nervous system regulation immediately. It's called Meltdown Medicine, and it's a 7-minute video with 2 tools you can use to stop feelings of overwhelm in their tracks. Click the link in the show notes if you'd like to gain immediate access to that video. Follow along on Instagram at Elise Bessler. And if you loved this episode, would you consider reviewing this podcast? Leaving a 5-star rating can really help to spread the good word of the work we're doing here for the people that may find it valuable. See you next time on the Embodied Leader.